Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Maverick Way Radio Hour.
Hey, everybody, this is Blaine Freest with the Maverick Way Radio Hour. I am really super excited with our guest, Bambi Thompson. Met her at an event where we were both speaking. Bambi, what was that called again?
I believe it was called the Powerful You event in New York City.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was called Powerful You. And it's actually a really great story. I love this and I tell it to everybody. We had sponsor tables. So we were both speakers and we had tables in the back room. And we were setting up our tables beforehand. And there was this really cool, awesome, and really, frankly, quite attractive young lady setting up a table next to me. And I noticed, and all of a sudden, she shows up and she hands me this little green crystal. And she said, I just got a flash of that I had to give this to you. I don't know. That's my recollection of it. And it was Bambi. And, like, from the minute I met her, I just knew she was going to be a great friend. And our friendship has grown over the years. We've done a lot of work together. I've been a client of hers. She's been a client of mine. We're working on all sorts of partnerships. And anyway, I am really excited to welcome Bambi. So, Bambi, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Blaine. And I am, of course, extremely excited and relaxed to be here with my buddy having just a lovely chat. And, yeah, it was something like that. I don't know. I do crazy stuff at events and giving out green crystals is one of the wacky things that I do.
Yeah. Well, it worked.
Yeah, it was an immediate connection, no doubt about it. You don't have a lot of those people that it's like a instant, like, you just know this person will be in my life for the rest of my life. And it was definitely that with you and I.
Yeah, I agree. It was great. So anyway, Bambi, let's just start out. As you know, this is an entrepreneurial show. And for anyone who hasn't listened to the show before, give you kind of a quick overview of my philosophy, and then we'll talk a little bit about how Bambi plugs into that. The Maverick Way is a show for mavericks, maverick entrepreneurs, maverick leaders, people who are doing things in a disruptive way or in a new and unique way, kind of showing the world that business can be done in a lot of other ways. I prefer to work with solopreneurs and small businesses. And the philosophy is that while any kind of change, when change is going to be made, there's really two basic requirements. One of them is that it really does require an inspired leader, and I absolutely see Bambi as a truly inspired leader. But the second thing is that leadership doesn't really do anything unless you can build community. And this is one of the things I'm really excited about talking with Bambi about today is her ability to create community and inspire her community around her. So, Bambi, why don't you just give us a little bit of what your background is and what your business is like today, and then we'll probably go into a little bit of history, because I think your background is amazing.
Okay.
So tell us about your business.
All right. So where I am today is I call myself the Mind Whisperer. I am a brain coach, as I explain it. And what I do is I combine neuroscience with energy healing and success strategies and mindset work and healthy chocolate, but that's another conversation, to amplify the energy of success and teach you how to break through anxiety and to be able to laser focus this now big, powerful mojo that you have and direct it and work with the law of attraction super intentionally so that you attract your success. And it's kind of like greasing the wheels for your success, but also really working with the mechanics of your brain. How does it work? When you know how to turn it on and work with it and then direct it places, you can really create some pretty magic mojo, as I call it. So yeah, so that's what I do. And I have a very fast growing tribe because I'm wacky and I'm crazy and I'm doing really weird shit that nobody else is doing.
I love it. Well, tell us about some of this weird shit.
All right.
What kind of weird shit are you doing?
What weird shit am I doing? All right. Well, for example, I have just taken on a number of people who are coming to me for anxiety stuff, they think, right? Okay, so yeah, we got to deal down the anxiety because it's uncomfortable and nobody likes anxiety. My story is I had debilitating panic disorder, and I got myself out of there eventually by using my mind and reining my brain in. So they come to me with, I'm struggling with anxiety around X, okay? But then what happens is, well, that's cool, but the reason you want to get rid of your anxiety is because you really want a different quality of life. You're unsatisfied in your life. That's why you're being triggered by anxiety. There's this conflict within you. So what my greatest joy of the work is to really figure out kind of what turns this person on, because if their energy is locked up because they're not accessing their passion, they're really not at their highest potential. So it's my job to go in and I excavate the skeletons in their closet. And as I do that, they begin to have more and more energy in their body and they begin to feel more and more empowered and like they have, oh, well, maybe I can do this, go to the next thing. So then they begin to think beyond the box of survival or the beyond box of the minutia of everyday life. Like a lot of people who come to me, when I ask them, what do you want to do? You know, they're like stuck in, well, I want to pay my bills and I would really like to, you know, have a better relationship with my boss. I'm like, yada, yada. That's just like, that's so freaking boring. You know, like, what do you want to do? Like, think big, because to the universe, you know, a penny and $1 million is the same amount of energy to create for you. And so I start tapping them into really what is it that turns their crank. And then we start using really specific strategies to work with the brain so that it aligns the energy field and makes the energy field bigger. And then we start playing with the law of attraction. So a really quick and simple little game that I teach my clients is, you know, any of us who are in network marketing. Okay, so I have my healthy chocolate business. So any of us who are in network marketing, which is really a growing mass of people, we have to deal with teams, right? And we can pull in somebody who's a real pain in your ass. And it's like they drain your energy and they're just like, nah, 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 they're complainers. So play with this concept. And it doesn't matter what kind of an entrepreneur you are. This is true for anyone. I am attracting wealth-creating people, opportunities and experiences into my life and business now. And anything in the way of that, uncreate and destroy it, you know, through all time, space, realities and dimensions, blah, 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 whatever your clearing statement is. But that, the magic of that statement, I am attracting, okay, attracting, right? What does that mean? Does that mean hard work? No. It means you're magnetizing it. You're pulling it in, okay? So I'm attracting wealth-creating people. Okay, so when you want somebody on a team, you want people who are motivated, who are inspired, who are connecting to people. When you pull someone into a coaching program, you want wealth creating people. You want people that are going to like freaking talk about you all over the place. They're going to share you. They're going to bring great testimonials. So we want to attract wealth creating people, opportunities, and experiences. Okay, so an experience, for example, you know, I'm starting to jump on Blab and I'm getting all over Blab and I'm starting to connect with people and I'm making connections all over the world, like rapidly. And, you know, these are experiences that I'm having that I know are going to create in the future connections that are going to create wealth creation for me. And so it's simple little games. Now, what happens when you say that in your brain is that, ooh, that's a happy thought. Like, what happens to you, Blaine, when you affirm that? I am attracting wealth, creating people, opportunities, and experiences into my life now. And anything in the way of that, delete, uncreate, destroy it, through all time, space, realities, and dimensions, dot, dot, dot. I could go on and on with the clearing. What does that do to you?
Well, when I say that, I'm getting some echo. Is that still there? Are we good? Okay. When I say something like that, first off, you know, I'm a visual person, so I get an absolute visual of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me okay? I'm getting a little feedback in my ear.
I am hearing you perfectly and clearly.
Okay, good. First thing is that I start to visualize some things, and I see stuff, and I start to see actually the people who are coming to me. Especially when we're talking about attracting, I actually see people coming to me. And the other thing, too, is hopefully you're not going to hear it on the show very often, you listeners, but I do have I have serious issues with self-confidence. But when I say that, I'm immediately putting myself in a position of having a lot of confidence and feeling like a leader.
Yeah.
And, already I'm brighter, I'm more awake, and, you know, mentally just more engaged.
Yeah. Yeah, and that the energy field of that is magnetic. Not only is it magnetic for whatever you're thinking about, visualization is key. We know that. Our brain works with visuals. It doesn't like words as much as it likes a visual. So anytime you can connect into a visual, that is what your brain is going to latch onto. Why do people make vision boards? People make vision boards because, number one, the entire time you're working on it, you're freaking manifesting your ass off because it's like every 16 seconds, a new thought or vibration comes in at that frequency. Every 68 seconds, you're actually like collapsing the quantum field to start bringing what you're focusing on into your experience. So when you make a vision board, you're spending a hell of a lot of 68 seconds visually and emotionally connected to what you want to attract. So that's why they're really powerful. Now, what I do, I take it, turbocharge it. Everything I do, I turbocharge it. So, you know, all of you guys on the call here are, you know, probably a lot of you have your goals written out. Okay, if you have your goals written out, so the next step for you would be to go and create or capture an image, you know, Pinterest or whatever, as long as you're not selling it, it's just you're using it for your own personal, you know, bliss fest. Capture images that relate to that goal. You know, get dollar bills and then put on top of it, you know, a little image, a little graphic that says the amount, you know, $16,000 a month or whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. So then you've got that. Now, those of you who already have your vision board, every day, go up to it, put your hands on it, close your eyes, and connect into the energy that is in there because you put a mother load of energy into that baby. You birthed that baby. You put your hands on it, you close your eyes, and you literally feel the frequency of all of that intention. Intentional energy is really big, powerful mojo when you're blasting it out like a, you know, radio tower out to the universe. So you put your hands on it, you feel it, you breathe it in, and you say, thank you so much. I'm so happy and grateful that I have this in my life now. And you can say, you know, that I have this in my life now, recognizing that it's going to take a little while for it to be in the physical form. But in actuality, it is in your life right now because the fact of the matter is there's a multitude of realities that exist in the plane simultaneously in the quantum field. This is all scientifically proven. And so when you're in a room, you know that you're in a room living in a box when you're 84 years old on the side of the street homeless. In this room, you are a millionaire. In this room, you are a philanthropist that people are talking about. You know, in this room, you are a best-selling author. In this room, you are a loser on welfare. It's all here. And it's what you're focusing on is what you begin to generate more and more and more experiences, validating, collapsing the field and putting it into things. So putting your hands on that board and just loving up that vision. And then any time you are feeling insecure, you go to that vision board and plant that visual. And again, I've got my vision board totally implanted in my brain. So all I have to do is in the middle of the day, if I'm slacking a little bit and I don't know what to say to somebody or make a phone call that I have to make or get my ass out of, you know, my head out of my butt and go and do something that a coach told me to do that I'm slacking on, I visualize that corner, my success corner, I do feng shui vision boards, so they're all based on the Bagua, but, you know, I go to that particular corner and I can instantly access the energy of that. I can instantly access the emotional state of it and having it, and I can instantly access the visual of it. That is the most powerful way to create with the law of attraction. So that's the kind of magic that I do.
Okay, I have a question, and this is something that I struggle with. You know, this whole concept of creating affirmations. I have a tendency to create these affirmations that I don't believe I can do. You know, for instance, you know, if I were going to tell you today that you know, my affirmation is to make $15,000 a month, I can actually handle that. I can sit down and I can figure it out and I can make it work. But I think a lot of stuff which, you know, early on when I was doing that, I didn't quite understand, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to create an affirmation where I'm going to make $1 million a year. But way down deep inside, let me recreate it, because I know I'm perfectly capable of making $1 million a year. What I don't believe is that I'm going to make $1 million this year. So what happens? What's the mechanism? And how do I deal with it when, you know, I get all fired up and I'm like, all right, I'm going to create this affirmation and I'm going to say I'm going to make $1 million this year. And way deep down inside, I have these really serious doubts.
Yep, you have the energetic contraction. Yeah, so that is your subconscious.
What's going on there?
Yep, so that's your subconscious mind telling you bullshit. You are so not believing that mojo. You ain't going to be that, bro. So you have to acknowledge first that it's there. So one of the ways is when you say an affirmation and you trigger that, it means your affirmation, what you're stating, is too far from the current reality that you have. So you got to back it. You got to dial it down a little bit. So one of the things that you can ask, and I go back and forth. I create neuro reprogramming audios for my clients, and I will give them the option. I say, okay, so there's two schools of thought here. One school of thought is the I am statement, right? That goes way back in time. You say, I am blah, 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 blah. Okay. And anything that you're saying, I am, it's, you know, creating that. There's another school of thought from the neuroscience school of thought, which is the brain cannot stand having a problem and it wants to solve it. So if you state your affirmation as a question, why am I now creating, generating $1 million annual income? Feel the difference of that plane. You say, I am, what was your thing about I am creating, or I am, I now have a million dollars?
Yeah, just say the affirmation I tossed out there was, I am going to make $1 million this year.
Okay.
Okay, so that's an affirmation, and yeah, already I can hear, you know, these voices inside of my head going, bullshit.
Yep.
You're not going to make $1 million this year.
Yep. The other problem with that affirmation, when you really get down into affirmation magic, is you are sticking it out in the future, and it will forever be in the future. It has to be in the now. Okay? You never say, you know, I am going to, right? Because that means you will always, 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 you will go to the grave going to. It has to be, I am now enjoying $1 million annual income. Okay? So, now, for some people, they go, oh, you got to put a date on it, you know, Think and Grow Rich, right? He's got this whole formula of how you do that. So I have found in my own personal experience, and, you know, I always tweak it for what resonates and what blows my field wide open. If I put a date on it and I start getting close to that date, I start shitting my pants because I go, oh, it's not going to happen. Bummer, man. I'm a loser again, you know. So I don't put a date on it, but I do say, you know, why is it now possible for me to generate $1 million income? That's a lot. Do you feel a softness of that? If you say, I am now earning $1 million income, bam, I feel it in my heart, right? It's like this, I don't think so. Okay, say, why am I now able to create $1 million income? You feel how that expands you? Because what it does is it acknowledges that you don't know how. Because that's the biggest thing that your saboteur, the subconscious mind, triggers contraction is, you don't know how, buddy. You ain't going to do that. So you're putting the elephant in the room. You're saying, I don't have a freaking clue how I'm going to do this. But by doing that, you silence your ego mind. Your ego mind is the thing that jumps in the driver's, you know, the bus driver's seat and pulls you off course, because he starts throwing all your sabotage and all your limiting beliefs and everything. So by saying, how is it that I now feel capable? Okay, that's another great one. How is it that I now feel of generating $1 million income? You see how that opens the plane? It opens your energy. It allows possibility to come in.
That's really cool. The answer is yes. You know, and well, I'm a very inquisitive person, and I'm very much a gamer. You know, I don't spend time playing video games online, but you know, I mean, I survived growing up in my small town in Iowa by playing Dungeons and Dragons, and you know, I'm even the books I read are, you know, are adventure and fantasy and stuff. So, I mean, I am literally feeling it when you say that. The question is that what's happening in my head when I say that, you know, how is it that I am actually able to make $1 million a year? I've got, you know, a dozen, you know, I always talk about these voices in my head, and that goes back to my big mind training, and someday we might talk about that in the show. But I seriously, I can feel like a dozen voices inside of me saying, okay, which part can I solve?
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually, it feels like a game.
Right, yeah, but it gets the subconscious mind on board. It's literally like, you know, it's like nails on the chalkboard for your subconscious mind to have a problem floating around out there. It is like a Labrador retriever who's OCD and has to go catch that freaking stick. And the freaking stick is, how do I do this? And it wants to bring you evidence of how you do it. Now, the other piece here that is really pivotal, and I have been working with this particular phrase this week for myself, and it's like unbelievable the stuff that's come in effortlessly and seamlessly, is what would it take for me to believe, dot, dot, dot. What would it take for me to believe, in your case, that I am capable of earning $1 million or create, you know, generating $1 million business? Okay, so now you're asking your subconscious mind to go out and show you how you can find that confidence. Now, when I started doing that about a week ago, the first thing that came into my experience was somebody came over and did an energy clearing on my house. And she nailed like three particular things that were significantly impacting my mojo. And literally the next day, it was like, holy shit, I felt like I've been in a harness for 5 years in my business, working my ass off, swinging my arms, busting the sweat, going, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And I'm hauling a boulder that's like 5 feet in circumference. And I feel like that came along and she just like unzipped the harness and took me out of it. And now I'm walking really steadily. I'm not running crazy ass because I don't want it to come too fast, but I'm just like steadily walking. I'm going, oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's no longer, as my husband said, it seems as though you've gone from I have to, and there was a burden and a fear and a lot of heavy weight overwhelm to the tasks that you needed to do. And it seems as though you've shifted into I can't wait to. And that is exactly it in a nutshell. It completely shifted my energy. But that came from me spending almost an hour one morning saying, what would it take for me to believe that I can rock my business to a point that I can totally protect my family and take care of our future? What would it take for me to believe that I can get all of the things done that I dream to do in my business so that it can be leveraged and I can be free with my time and yet still make money? What would it take for me to believe? And I just started riffing on it, and I was doing EFT tapping while I did it. And then I went into the whole access consciousness clearing phrase, which if you don't know it, check it out. It's amazing. And it's like anything in the way of that, destroy and uncreate, good and bad, right and wrong, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And it's like, man, all of a sudden, stuff is just every day coming in like crazy. Like today alone, I just closed $5,600 worth of business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. this is amazing, but you're talking about you sat down for an hour. So I want to be able to, especially, you know, with you, I really want to give the listeners something really, really specific, like a model of what can actually be done that's easy and fun. So you said you sat down, you spent about an hour. Can you, you know, just take a little bit of a step back and tell us exactly what you did, where you were, how you created an environment around you so you were comfortable to do that, and really tell us, you know, what that hour was like, because to me that sounds like it's a great place to start, and I think this might be like an extremely valuable takeaway that anybody who's listening to this could actually sit down and do after listening to the show.
Yeah, well, it is an extremely valuable takeaway because it's a business-changing takeaway. The number one priority you must have for every facet of your life, if you're going to be successful, happy, healthy, and wealthy, and loving, and filled with love, and in loving relationship, is energy hygiene. It is the number one thing that you have to do. It's not mindset. We're not talking mindset here, people. We are talking energy hygiene. So it's keeping your energy.
All right. Yeah. I don't even. Yeah. What is? Yeah. What does that mean? I don't
right.
even.
So energy hygiene.
I mean, it sounds cool, but I don't even know what that means.
Yep. So energy hygiene is having the tools that allow you to clear and silence the sabotage that contracts your energy and makes you murky. Okay. It's having the ability to shut off the cortisol and turn on the serotonin and the dopamine and get your energy field big and clean and clear. Your energy is not clean when you're walking around with anger. Your energy is not clean when somebody said something to you and you walk away and you start just talking, you know, self-talk, oh my God, you know, you start raveling into the story that this other person splatted on you. Energy hygiene is keeping yourself big energetically. It's keeping you empowered. It's keeping you in a point of power as opposed to being blown around by the wind of change in the world. And so having tools to do that, that's what my whole business is. I teach people how to, you know, master their energy hygiene. So my energy hygiene is my number one priority in my life. I will do it before I will call a child who's in need. I will do it before I will have a date with my husband if I've had a shitty day, because I don't want to take that to him. I will do it before I have my cup of coffee. I do it first thing I open my eyes and I begin an energetic hygiene protocol, which is I blast into gratitude right away. It's like, if I can't find anything to be grateful for, I can say, I love my bed. I love the feeling of my sheets. I love the sound of my husband breathing next to me. I love the knowingness that my dog is sleeping happily at my feet. I love, right? So what that does, number one, it starts your day, instead of with a cup of caffeine, it starts your day with serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin. Those three chemicals, those three, you know, hormones, neurotransmitters, all that juju in your, it's a cocktail. I talk about working with the bartender in your brain. So that's simple. Everybody lays in bed and they go, oh shit, I got to do this and that. And they like start cranking out cortisol right from the get-go. So go into a place of gratitude. So there, you do 3 minutes of that and then find something to be excited about in your day. Like find one piece of your day that is maybe the brightest part of your day and focus on it and say, I'm so excited for that. And if you can't find something, then create something for yourself. Say, after I do my meeting with Joe Blow, who really bums me out, I'm going to go take myself over to the cafe and sit down and just luxuriate and, you know, fart around with YouTube for a half hour. You know, whatever it is, right? It's give yourself a treat. So something to look forward to that you can get excited starts to open your energy field even more. Then the next thing is you've got to do some sort of, next thing you want to do is drink a big glass of water, because your brain loves water. You are an electrical machine. If you want that electrical machine to work well, you want to have a nice big glass of water. And then the best thing to do, and this is the part where I fall down on, but my husband's masterful with, is to get movement. Right away, get movement in your body, because what it does is it breaks up the sedentation of the night. It starts to kind of burn off any cortisol that you might have squirted out while you're having bad dreams or your brain is detoxing, because it does detox at night. And then you want to, you know, just get some fresh air. Like, I like to go outside, get fresh air. Okay, so already there, bam, I've just done 30 minutes, right? Pretty much. But it's my morning routine.
Okay, so, yeah. So let's stop right now and let's go back and literally step by step walk us through that first 30 minutes of your day.
Okay, so I come to consciousness and I immediately start to go into gratitude. And it can be.
And what does that mean, go into gratitude?
I start just thinking about what I'm grateful for, what I love. Memories. You can go to memories. This is cool. You can use memories from the past where you felt love, you felt joy, you felt success. Your brain doesn't know what's real time and what's not. As long as you're connecting into the emotion of that memory, your brain starts to serve you the cocktail that it served you when you had that experience. So, you know, gratitude is a wonderful way to get serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin flowing in your bloodstream. Those are chemicals that amplify your energy field. They make you feel happy. They raise your energy. They raise your frequency. It's all about raising your energetic frequency. So by being in gratitude or remembering memories that were really joyful and loving for you. You know, it can be maybe you have a dog that's no longer alive, but you loved the smell of their ears and their paws. You know, we weird dog people, we love the smell of our dogs. And we're like, oh, you know, you can go back to the memory of that animal, even though it's no longer present, and use it. And your brain is going to start to go, oh, man, I love that feeling. You know, for parents with babies where they had happy memories of, you know, holding that sleeping child. I mean, everybody loves a sleeping child. I mean, everybody looks at a picture of a sleeping, blissful baby and something happens in our body. It's because our brain is squirting out the chemicals that are related to the emotion of that image. So laying in bed, connecting into that. Now, some mornings I wake up and I actually wake up into an energy field of anxiety. And it happens frequently. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think it's because I'm an intuitive and I resonate with kind of the planetary energy. And there's a lot of, you know, anxious, fearful energy in the planet. And, you know, I am so, so sensitive that I can feel other things. And so I have to, you know, sometimes spend a while like just doing my EFT tapping or doing, you know, some breath work or doing my NLP or whatever the hell it is. You know, I got so many tools in my,
I'm aware of it because I'm familiar with it, but tell us what EFT tapping is.
So that's, if you don't know, write this down. You're going to go to YouTube and on YouTube, go EFT and anxiety, for example. Everybody can use a little help with EFT and anxiety. So EFT is tapping. You're tapping on points on your face and on your body that are activating the energy flow on the meridians. Meridians are like train tracks of energy flowing through your body. It's what acupuncture uses. It's an ancient, you know, form of energy medicine. And when you're tapping, it's like activating a train moving down this track, and it gets your chi flowing. In my paradigm, anytime you have a negative emotion, fear, anger, dread, insecurity, doubt, blah, 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 all that, that's a blockage of energy. Because when your energy is flowing, when your chi is really flowing, you know, qigong gets your energy flowing. Blaine, you know this.
Yeah.
When you have energy flowing, what do you feel in your body?
When my energy is flowing?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think the best thing about it is that my mind quiets down.
Yeah.
And in my body, I feel awake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little aches and pains and, you know, all the little crap and, you know, the fact that I've got a little bit of a middle-aged man inner tube around my waist and all that stuff, it just disappears. It's not even there anymore.
Right. Yeah. It's having, it's taking the vessel that we are and it's taking icky darkness out of it and putting pure white light into it. And in that pure white light, you feel confident, you feel grounded, you feel peaceful. You have vitality flowing through you. You know, your immune system is like, ooh, it's humming, it's flowing. So using EFT is a wonderful way to get stuck energy flowing. And when you get the stuck energy flowing, it will carry out whatever emotion or memory or trauma that created that stuck energy. It will carry a piece of it or all of it out, depending on how big it is. And so they're using EFT, emotional freedom technique. They're using
that very, very
successfully with PTSD for veterans. I have used it very, very effectively for addicts and alcoholics. I have used it very, very effectively for allergies, food allergies. You know, definitely anxiety. I mean, I can rip through anxiety in minutes. I get, you know, give me your badass, scariest thing, and I can pretty much get you going, oh, wow, huh, cool, wow. I can't even, like, figure out what we were talking about 20 minutes ago, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a really powerful tool. So definitely go to YouTube. I always say this to people who can't afford to work with me. I'm like, okay, when you work in the business of anxiety and you have had debilitating panic disorder like I have, I don't want anyone not to access what I know. And I find ways to get it to them. And one of the ways is I say, if you're motivated to get out of here, you go to YouTube, and in that YouTube thing, you know, look for EFT and anxiety, EFT and anger, EFT and loneliness, EFT and betrayal, EFT and addiction, EFT and you name it, PTSD, it's going to be there. And there are going to be people tapping, and you just watch the video and you tap along with them and you repeat out loud what they're saying, and you're going to get the energy flowing. So you're laying in bed, you're doing your gratitude, you're connecting into memories that make you feel happy, blissful. Doesn't matter whether they're, you know, way long ago memories or created thoughts. You know, maybe you're thinking about your future that you want to create. Maybe you've got a cruise coming up on a, you know, a bareboat charter and you're stoked. You can think about that. You can access that feeling. And then when you get up, you know, drink your water, get your brain working, fuel the electrical system, and then move your body in some way, shape, or form. Then this is where I continue. So say that's about 30 minutes, right, when you're doing that. The other mm-hmm. thing I do in the morning is I'll get myself a cup of coffee because, yes, I like my coffee, and I will make my cup of coffee, and then I will go sit down, and I have an affirmation list. I have a letter to my inner CEO. I have two pieces of paper currently that I'm working on. I've written just literally hundreds of these things. And I read it, and I read it slowly, and I read it intentionally. And with each affirmation or sentence that I state, I stop. I visualize it. I feel it. And I'm drinking my coffee while I'm doing it. It's giving me a little caffeine buzz. I kind of like that combo. You know, I'm all about self-medication. Mm-hmm. It works for me. And
well, you know, Coffee is a wonderful drug. I mean, we overdo just about everything in this country. But coffee is extremely effective in opening up channels. I mean, it's there for a reason. You know, I believe every natural substance on this planet is here for a reason, as long as we use it correctly and, you know, without overdoing it. So, yeah, yep. I love coffee. One thing I wanted to state as you're talking about your affirmations, this is something that I really stress when I work with the people that I work with, is speaking them out loud. You don't sit and read them and hear them in your head. You actually speak them out loud. And even I, and I'm starting to do this myself, I actually look in the mirror and I make eye contact with myself in the mirror, and I say it out loud. And there's something that happens in your brain when you speak something as opposed to just say it in your mind. You're, like you were saying earlier, you know, your brain doesn't really know what is, quote, real and not real, but it believes, it acts as if it is real, if you're speaking it. It's just another piece into that makes it a little more powerful.
Right. So here's the brain coach in me. The whole thing about that is that the more chunks of your brain, the more cortices of your brain, cortices are the big chunks of your brain, the more you get neurons firing in your brain the more profoundly and deeply you're embedding a neuronal pathway. What is PTSD? PTSD is an experience where there was sound, there was emotion, there was, probably a physical sensation, there was a sight, there was a smell, there was all kinds of shit going on. You had every part of your freaking brain firing off, simulcast, bam, and you just embedded that memory and that powerful emotion into your neuronal pathway in a way that it got so hammered in there and so sticky that it didn't come out again. And so you kept reliving it, and it would trigger easily and easily. So I say, cool, so let's do the same thing. Let's do PTSD for good shit. Let's get aromatherapy going. Let's get music going. Let's get tapping happening. Let's get you speaking it out loud. Let's get you visually looking at your vision board and making your affirmations. You're firing off so many areas of your brain simultaneously that you're creating a PTSD type experience, but for the positive. So that's why speaking out loud is good, because reading is one thing. But when you read and you hear, you got two parts of your brain going. Mm-hmm. And when you read and you hear and maybe you touch a crystal and you hold that in your hand, that's what that green blob was, you know, that little green gemstone mm-hmm. I gave you. It was all about holding it in your hand and having your motor cortex activated. Not only giving you a sparkly, shiny, bright, shiny object, our inner child loves bright, shiny objects. So you've got a bright, shiny object. You've got a physical thing that's soothing because it's smooth, or, you know, there's grooves, depending on what kind of gemstone I gave you. And then you've got your motor cortex going because your fingers are moving. And then you're saying things out loud. If you close your eyes and do a visual connection to it, you got your visual cortex happening. So the more you can engage... A great thing that I love to do, and I always get an immediate, like, it is so huge. And I got this from David Nagel. He was talking about, like, fist pumping the air and shouting, I command, I command that I am earning and I believe in myself to earn $1 million, you know, every year. You know, I command. It's like, okay, he's shouting it, fist pumping. He's like stomping around the room. He's got so much freaking energy going in his body that think of that. That's like a nuclear bomb going off and throwing shit out to the quantum field. You are not rippling a few layers of energy and molecules in the air. You're ripping the whole, you know, you're ripping a hole into the room there with your energy field. So that's, you know, the more you can engage energy, the more you can engage your brain, the more deeply you embed. And one of the things that I do with my clients is I channel music. And my gift is I channel music that is an interpretation of their energy field. So some people see auras. Some people, you know, are clairaudient. They hear stuff. I'm clairsentient. I know stuff. One of the things that I know and what flows through me is musically what's happening in a person's energy field. So for my high-level coaching clients, I actually create a neuro-reprogramming audio, which is me. With my keyboard, I create a piece of music that is customized to that person's energy field that I know will blow it wide open. When your energy field is open and your brain is in a certain frequency, your subconscious mind is like a freshly tilled garden waiting to receive the seeds. Then I have my vocal track, and the vocal track is based on an in-depth interview that I've done with my client, where I know exactly who is the new you that you need to become to believe in yourself to create that $1 million career, business, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will do is I will create a vocal track which is bringing in the attributes that you need and releasing the attributes that no longer serve you or that are your saboteurs. And then they have a very specific protocol that every single day, morning and night, that they have to do, which involves part of that is the healthy chocolate, because they need to get, it supports the energy field to get really big and strong with antioxidants. And they get, you know, these chocolate triggers the brain in a way that gets serotonin and dopamine going, those bliss hormones. The more blissful you are when you're visualizing and seeing your affirmations, the more powerfully and the more quickly you will bring them into your experience. So I weave the chocolate into it. And they have a whole process that they do every morning and every night. And it only takes like 5 minutes, but they have amazing results because there's music that is triggering their customized energy field that is plugging in the exact frequencies of the exact words and the exact attributes that they need to become a new person to be able to get and step into their new life. And it's really, really cool. And it's really fun to watch them. In fact, I was watching all my clients have all these results, and I was like, wow. You know, and then all of a sudden, one day it dawned on me, you dumbass, why don't you like make one for yourself? I was like, oh, God, what a concept. So I did.
Isn't it amazing how we forget to do our stuff for ourselves?
Sure. I'm like my freaking poster child, you know? It's like, I am my perfect client. Honest to God. I just need to do the shit with me. Anyway, so I did. I made one for myself, and it was amazing because what I did was I worked on I am organized, efficient, and focused was the main thrust of what I was, who I was stepping into, because that was the piece that I really needed to dial in. I still need to do some work on that because I stopped listening to the audio because I'm classic. I start, I don't stop. I need to deprogram that. You know, let's all be transparent here in these calls, right? But
yeah.
The amazing thing that happened was I started listening to it, and about 4 days into it, I walked into my office and it looked radically different and it was organized. And I actually had the thought process of, holy shit, look at my office. Who did this? And then I stopped and I went, Bambi, you are the only person that works in this space. You did it. And all of a sudden, I had this like, it was like a lightning bolt went through my body. And I went, oh, my God, this is what they're talking about with neuro reprogramming. It happened without me even knowing it. It happened with zero effort. I just spontaneously began to change my behaviors, my thoughts, and my patterns of ways of being in my business. And I found, then I started paying attention to myself, right? And I realized that I couldn't walk through a room. And if something was out of place or out of order, I had to go over. It was like making my skin crawl. I had to go over and correct it. And I went, oh my God, look at this. How did this happen? The way it happens is the brain requires repetition. We all know this, right? You know, anybody who's following John Assaraf, you know, that's, you know, he's like the cutting edge of all this stuff for success, you know, neuro reprogramming for success. And so repetition is key. You've got to every day, you can't miss a day, because if you miss a day, you got to go back. You got to kind of like start over again. Your brain wants constant repetition to create new neuronal pathways. And what happens is when you get your subconscious brain on board, it automatically, and latch onto this phrase here, because literally it was a lifeline for me when I was coming out of my panic disorder. It automatically begins to change your thoughts, your words, and your behaviors into whatever it is that you're focusing on. It automatically begins to change your thoughts, your words, and your behaviors based on what you're focusing on. And that was exactly what was happening to me. And it blew my doors right off the wall. It was like, oh my God, I'm experiencing it firsthand now, the power of this. And it's so cool because it takes efforting out of the whole equation. The efforting is making sure you're doing your energy hygiene. That's where the work is.
And it was fun.
Oh, it was totally fun. Yeah. Shit, I'm eating chocolate, I'm listening to music, I'm looking at my vision board, I'm reading my affirmations, I'm getting my mojo rolling. I feel so blissed out when I focus on my affirmations and I say those things. And by the time I'm done with half a cup of coffee, that's all I have is half a cup of coffee. By the time I'm done with that, I am so freaking humming and ready to start my day with the ultimate energy field of confidence that then I can go and rock my business.
Fantastic. That sounds really fun, Bambi.
It's wicked fun. It's it's really wicked fun. And what's really fun is watching people embark on the journey. You know, I have people that come to me with extensive work done and extensive knowledge about the law of attraction, the quantum field, you know, energy healing, neuroscience, all that stuff. And then I've got people that come to me who are like iron workers in a factory. They don't have a clue. And I have to teach them the power of their thoughts. And that while at first it's very scary to realize that our thoughts are creating things, it's inspiring to recognize that with help, because these people don't even have receptors in their brain for the new kinds of things that they want to conceptualize to get, you know, they can't even picture what life other than struggle looks like. So I have to teach them, I have to craft it for them, which is why I make these audios for people, because I literally write what their life will be like based on, you know, this in-depth interview that I do. But it's so cool to watch these people go from like no connection to spirituality or anything into like going, calling me later and going, oh my God, this stuff works. What did you do to me? You know, and they're just blown away because there's like a difference. It's cool. Such a joy to give people freedom. And that is freedom.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Bambi, this is a blast. I mean, we talked earlier today about this, and I knew this would be really fun because I love your energy and I love everything you do. Folks, we've got about 10 minutes left. If there is anybody out there that would love to get a few minutes to talk to Bambi, call us at 646-564-9625 and, you know, ask Bambi some questions. Give her the hard stuff. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to talk about the stuff, you know, the stuff that you might give us a fake name, you know. but ask us the hard questions. You know, be vulnerable. And so we've got a few minutes left, Bambi. So one of the things that I'm really interested about you and is your background. Now you started out as an occupational therapist, and you obviously very clearly have done an awful lot of work and research into brain science. So just tell us a little bit about where you came from and what inspired you to, and I honestly don't even know if we've even had this conversation, you know, did you have a job as an occupational therapist? What took you from your training to starting the business as your own entrepreneur to where you are today?
Well, my journey is a very unique journey. So I started out, I was born wired to worry. I mean, that's the opening line. I was born wired to worry. I am my poster child. I say I'm a brain coach for success, acceleration, and anxiety transformation. I started studying holistic healing when I was 18 years old as a survival mechanism for my monkey mind. And,
all right, so that was 4 years ago. So what have you been doing in the last 4 years since then?
That's right, it was 4 years ago.
Well, you know, I just celebrated my 27th birthday yesterday, so cheers,
nice.
Young lady.
No, I'm a complete opposite. I'm like, hey, I'm 54 years old, and I feel gorgeous and beautiful and vibrant and sexy, and, you know, I'm rocking 54. So I'm all about, like, being transparent with my age because I feel like I look pretty damn good for my age. Anyway, so I then, you know, went to school, became an occupational therapist, and when I worked classically, traditionally, in OT, I worked with kids with learning challenges, learning disabilities, you know, dealing with anxiety, Asperger's, autism, you know, a whole spectrum of learning challenges. And I worked in schools, and my gift through that experience was to learn how to take a brain, no matter how it was wired, uniquely working, and be able to get information into it and make it successful. So that's a very unique piece that I bring to my work. And then I had my children, and I knew right from the get-go, both my husband and I knew that we wanted to homeschool. So I homeschooled my kids for 12 years, and I have always been an entrepreneur. Like when I worked as an OT, I was self-contracted out to the schools. When I was raising my children, I started doing programs in the community for kind of like empowering kids, basically. And whatever I wanted for my children, I created. So I opened a homeschool center that was a very big homeschool center, super successful, had programming from K to 12. And I, you know, was always enabling and empowering people to be more successful, even though in that arena, it was around education and learning. And then because we were living on a single income, because I was a giveaway girl, I started kind of worrying about money. And that worrying and all that cortisol release was the trigger that took me off the deep end into panic disorder. And so for, I think when my one daughter was like 7 years old and my other daughter was maybe three, I basically checked out of life. And I was incapacitated and unable to parent or anything. And I went on Paxil for 7 years. And when I came off the Paxil, I was fortunate in that it really worked for me. And not only did it work for me, but it one of the side effects of Paxil is you gain weight. And at that point, I needed to gain weight because I was skeletal. I mean, I looked in the mirror and I thought I had cancer because I was so, so skeletal. I couldn't eat from panic disorder. It was so bad. And I definitely was having the thoughts that if I can't stop this, I need to leave the planet. And that was a really scary place to be because it was just so nonstop panic. And I had severe, severe insomnia. Paxil worked for me and brought me back into my life, but definitely felt flat and kind of weird. And when I came off Paxil, I realized that all the demons that had sucked me down into the vortex were there, and they were starting to climb up the basement, you know, stairway again, clawing at me. And I realized, shit, I cannot do this again. I can't go back on Paxil. I'm not doing this. I gotta deal with this in a different way. And I started working with energy healers and trying to rein my brain in. And the interesting thing is that somebody gave me the movie The Secret. Now, I have been studying that shit forever. You know, Shakti Gawain and like, just, you know, I mean, you know, you name it. I'd read it. I'd studied it. But something about the movie The Secret with the music, it was the music. And that's why these neuroreprogramming audios are so powerful. The visual, the information, and the music, there was a breakthrough for me. And I started experiencing the ability to use my mind to shift and change energy in myself. And then because I was homeschooling my kids and running this homeschool center, I had friends who started having cancer. And I went through the chemo with them. And I was their chemo buddy. And I would do these guided meditations with them and talking about how when you do your you know, let in the chemicals that are going to love your body and get rid of the rest. And anyway, long story short, it was during that journey that I discovered that I was able to connect into someone else's energy field. And if I could connect to their energy field and I knew how to shift my energy field, could I shift theirs? Yes. So that was when I learned I was an energy healer. And then, you know, people said, you really have to do this for a living. You have a gift. And I didn't want to work with people with cancer. I wanted to help people with anxiety because that was really my specialty. And then I realized, well, I need to know how to be a business person because I'm not. I'm an empath. I'm a healer. I don't know what the hell I'm doing with business. So I got my highest level business coaching, learned a lot about that, and discovered that entrepreneurs are wrecked with anxiety and that I could be the perfect partnership to their success. So I started calling myself a non-medication anxiety specialist, working with entrepreneurs. And then the final thing is that I said the ultimate for me is helping people be successful. So I call myself a brain coach, and I help people accelerate their success and transform their anxiety so that they can align their energy field, work with the law of attraction, and stay in action with attraction and, you know, grease the wheels to their success. So that's the journey.
Awesome. That's the journey. Well, Bambi, I've only got a few seconds left. Yeah, this last hour disappeared in seconds. And I knew it would. I mean, I knew that you and I would have so much fun with this. Okay, folks, if you're listening, you can catch Bambi at BambiThompson.com. We've got her website on the show. And thank you, Bambi.
Yeah, and if you do struggle with anxiety, go to anxietybreakthroughjumpstart.com, anxietybreakthroughjumpstart.com, and grab that anxiety breakthrough kit. It'll get you started.
Cool. And is that a free thing, or
how
do they get that?
It's a freebie. They go to that website. It's one link, and boom, they got a piece of me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and Bambi, thank you so much. You know, let's do it again sometime. You and I are always talking about doing stuff together. So let's just keep that conversation going. Again, everybody, Bambi Thompson, mojo coach, brain coach, awesome person, and really good friend of mine. You can find her at BambiThompson.com. And thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a great night, everybody.
Yeah. Take care. Talk to you all soon.
Join us for the Maverick Way Radio Hour with Blaine Freest, the first and third Wednesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Find us at blogtalkradio.com/TheMavWay. You can find this show and other archived episodes at blogtalkradio.com/TheMavWay.